Masechet Ohalot, Perek Yud Dalet, and we're up to Mishnah Beit. All right, so we were talking about a ziz that was an extension in the last Mishnah. It's an extension over a doorway. Okay, we continue to talk about ziz in a different context. Suppose you have a ziz that's in front of a closed door. So now, if this door, not just closed, it's closed permanently. I sealed it shut, I nailed it shut. It's no longer a door. So then if it's a zish agabi apetach, it's no longer has that ability to bring tuma into the house no matter what, because it's an extension, because the petach is no longer considered to be a petach. It's been nailed shut. And it's therefore, if it's going to be mevi tuma, it has to have its own din of an oil, which means it needs to be a minimum of 1 square tefach. Now, what about when it comes to a window? So basically, we have the same halacha, just like a ziz over a delet is considered to be an extension of the delet. A ziz over a chalon is considered to be an extension of the chalon, and therefore does not need to be a tefach in order for it to be able to be mevi tuma into the bayis. But the chalon, remember, we had all kinds of different sizes for chalonot. There was a difference of a chalon that was made for ma'or. There was a difference of a chalon that was shirayim of a chalon that had been made for ma'or. And then there were the chalonot that were made for specific other purposes. So different types of chalonot, remember, had different dinim. What would be the din of a ziz in terms of the various shiurim that apply to different types of chalonot? So the fact is that the width of the ziz is going to be nogea, the din of the chalon size, and therefore it's going to be influenced by it. So let's say you have a ziz on top of the type of chalon where we said the shear was 2 etzba'ot. And that would be, or a chalon that was about the size of a moli magdeach. Remember, we talked about the drill size and the ben avatiach fist and so on. So over there, the halacha is that those chumras of the shear of the chalon that is able to be mevi tuma in less than a tefach al tefach, so they are the same as a ziz over a delet, and they can be mevi the tuma even if they're pachas from any size at all, because they're just an extension of the window. Rabbi Yossi says, no, wait a minute. It needs to be at least the same size that the window itself needed to be. It's not going to be a mashahu. It can't be more chomer than the etzem window. So that means that the ziz itself has to be milo'o. It has to be the same size as the window. So in other words, if it's the din in the shiorayim of the ma'ar, which was 2 etzba'ot, so then it has to also be 2 etzba'ot. If it was for ma'or, then it has to be the size of the mole magdeach. But it can't be less than the shear of the window per se. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, so we said also back in the first Mishnah, when we opened up this concept of aziz, that aziz is aziz when it's within 12 tfachim, which was 3 rows of bricks or 3 rows of stone, shlosha nidbachim, which we said equals 12 tfachim. Is that true in all cases? How about if it's a movable awning? Now, over there, what they would do was they would have like this thin kind of pole, and you could move that pole closer to the window on pegs or further from the window. So what if you have a kaneh? She'al gabei petach. So over here you had these various things sticking out of the wall. You could move it on different levels. And you have a kizayis menames that's underneath it. So then, afilo gavoa me'ama, I don't care how far above the petach is, it's still going to be maybe the tuma bekol shahu. It's going to be a tame because since over here it's movable, and at any point it could be moved within the yud beis tefachim. So we're worried that if we're going to say, oh, you don't need to worry about that, it's only a pole after all, and it's not nogea the pesach, that you will not even pay attention to it if somebody moves it down, and then it will be maybe the tuma into the bites. Because of that, says Rabbi Yeshua, we're gozer, that even if it's not currently next to the opening, that it's still going to be mevi tuma into the bayit. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, look, a pole. cannot possibly be treated with a greater chumrah than an awning. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't even resemble a normal ziz. So to say I'm going to be more machmer on it because maybe it'll be within, I don't agree. So al yachmor ze min aziz. You can't be more machmer than you would on a ziz. I understand if you want to give it a chumrah of a ziz. And you're going to say, look, if I allow a pole, then people will allow an awning. Okay, I agree. If it's within Yud Beis Tvachim, the same way the awning would have been possible to maybe Tuma, even though it's tiny, the Ziz is also Matami, even though it's tiny. But certainly not if it's more than Yud Beis Tvachim high. That doesn't make sense. Now, how about a Ziz that goes all around the house? So it's like this decorative extension, sticks out between the doorways and the windows. It goes all the way around and the eaves of the house. Okay, so it looks really nice. Nice idea for Alon for his next design. And now the thing is that when it came to the window, okay, the last door, it only extends over a bit of that door. And they left out that one piece that it's only three etzpot over the doorway, but it doesn't go over the rest of the doorway. So a little bit weird. Okay, maybe they ran out of material, right? So basically we have two separate ohalim. So we've got the house together with its door, and then we have this ziz that goes all around the house. That's a completely separate ohel, assuming that it's a tefach wide, and it goes all around the house. Fine. So it's an ohel like any other ohel. If I have something underneath one of these ohelim, there's no reason that I should transfer from one ohel to the other because there's no overlap of an ohel. The overlap in this case is only three etzbaot, and we spoke about overlaps of four etzbaot. So we cannot include that last piece, even though it's a ziz over a petach, we cannot include it as that which would be maybe tuma into the bias. So therefore, the halacha should be like this. If tuma is inside the bias, so then anything that's under the actual part that is an extension of the house is tuma, because the tuma, like we say, will go to even to a bit that is less than a shear of a tefach because it's still over the doorway. But if there's tuma underneath some place of this ziz all around the house, Rebbe Eliezer says, look, I don't care. It's still going to be metame the house because the tuma is going to go from the ziz around the house into the house, even though it's only three tefachim, and that should not be considered to be an ohel. But remember that we've been very machmir about the idea of a ziz that's over a doorway. And we said that a ziz over a doorway is considered to be able to be mevi tuma. You just admitted it yourself. It's able to be mevi tuma in and out of the house, right? Because it's an extension of the door. So if we're treating it as an ohel for that, so then why aren't we going to treat it as an ohel in terms of the overlap? So it should work in both directions. We treat it as if it is a tefach, even though it isn't. So therefore, the three etzbaot, in this case, are the full equivalent of a tefach. And therefore, it's all considered to be one big ohel. So says Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yeshua mitaher. Rebbe Yeshua says it doesn't bring it into the house. Because if it's shorter than a tefach, it's not the same as a tefach. All we said was if it's thinner than a tefach, it's the equivalent of a tefach. You're trying to say that something which is not a tefach in terms of its length, the amount of overhang, is going to be considered to be an overhang. You can't compare the two dinim at all. The same thing would be true about a chotzer. Now you've got this chotzer that has this achsadra all around it, right? So that's like the Spanish chotzer over there where you have, these pillars and a covering all around the open area. And that part, if the area that goes around the chotzer comes all the way up to the door of the house, it's going out to the chotzer, but it only covers three etzvaot, not four. It's exactly the same machlokas. If you have a kezayis min hameis in the house, so then the area that is underneath the Aksadra will be Tame. If you have a piece under the Aksadra, so then according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's able to be Mevi the Tuma into the house, even though it's less than a Tefach. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Tahar, because we do not apply the width of Pachas B'Tefach to the length of Pachas B'Tefach. Have a wonderful day, everyone. It's so good to see you. Kol Tov. Thank you.